Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know, whenever you actually see this, as you can see the title, you know, don't tell me what God can't do. I just want to talk about what God can do. There was a time in my life when I just didn't think God could actually do what I knew he could do, but because of the struggles, because of situations, because of conflicts, you know, I just felt like it just actually couldn't be done. And so sometimes I was giving up on it. And it's, you know, I watch my wife, and I'm always going back to my wife because she like started it all for me. She like really and truly kicked it off, you know, really and truly pressing into believing that God can actually do it. Even when you're looking at something, it does not look like it. So my wife was really and truly believing something that God said to her. And it took a long period of time for this thing to come through, but she starts seeing glimpses. You know what I mean? Like you see things like, wow, this really could be. And then all of a sudden it goes back to worse than what it was. You know what I mean? But you saw a glimpse of it. So here's what God is doing. It was like God was allowing you to see it before you see it. Catch what I'm saying now. He was allowing you to see it before you actually get to live it. So when you were seeing it, we got all happy, and then we stopped doing what we had to do to get to the place to be able to see it. So I got to this place when I used to see all of these things that God was wanting me to do and where he was taking me. And I used to get mad. I'm not going to even lie. I used to literally get mad at God about showing me something. Why would you show me something that I couldn't even have? And then something came to my mind. It was like, what father shows a child something and not give it to him? That God is not a man that he shall lie. If he show you something, that's something that he's planning for you. So that means you have to get into a place to where you can actually receive this. There's requirements that to be able to get anything that you actually want in life. And so I started thinking about, you know, what it was going to take, you know, what it was going to look like to get this thing that God has planned for me. Y'all listen to what I'm telling y'all. Because you can't tell me what God can't do. I'm standing before you right now, and it was so many times, even myself didn't believe God could do it. You hear what I'm saying? And so when you get in these places and you thinking that you it won't happen, and God says it can happen, anything, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things. When you feel like you just can't do it, you feel like you just can't push any further, you feel like you just can't muster up enough of strength to wake up the next morning and go through the process again, or go through the horrible situation again, or even look at the person that, you know, that's causing the conflict, and you feel like you just can't do it, you can't tell me God can't do it. God specializes in miracles. He specializes in the things that you think that's impossible, literally specializes in them. So now my question to you is, how are you going to get your how are you going to start believing again? Because the things that God shows you, those glimpses, those promises, those are the things that's supposed to build your faith. Because faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen it yet. But you're hoping to see it. You're hoping to see the goodness of God. You're hoping to see, check this out, you're hoping to see heaven. You ain't seen it yet, but you're hoping to see it. So that means you're doing things to make sure that you qualify to get into heaven. I'm teaching. I'm saying something. So you can't tell me what God can't do, because God is able. And so all of my situation, if you know my background, you know what my situation is. I'm going through this process of being retransformed and remolded. still to this day, I'm still in my process. I don't think I'll come out of my process until God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because there's so much more that God is trying to do in me that I've seen and that I'm getting a glimpse of now, and is blessing me. So there was a time when the enemy had me really and truly believing that I was going to die at 50. When I tell you 49 going into 50, the day before my birthday, the anxiety, the worry, the fear, the doubt, the panic. I'm talking about, I've never had panic attacks. I've never had anxiety or worry. I never had any of that stuff. But 49 going into 50, he had told me for so long, you're not going to make it to 50. My mom died in her 50s. My uncle died in his 50s. We had these premature deaths, and it hit me hard. And so he had me thinking that I was going to die. So when I got to 50 and I'm walking around and I'm looking, I feel good and I'm moving around and I'm still alive. And I'm like, oh, so now you was lying to me. And God had already told me. He's like, oh, you're going to fulfill this. You're going to see this. And I couldn't understand. I got God telling me this, and I got the enemy saying this. And the enemy was actually winning because I was having these panic attacks. But then when I got through, I got to the birthday, and I'm celebrating the birthday, and I'm going through the day, and I got to the next day. I'm like, oh, you was lying to me. Oh, God said what God said he was going to do, he was going to do. So every year that I get past 50 is a whole nother thing for me. So I'm at the 53 mark, and now I'm like, yes, God. Yes, I get you. And so here's what the devil said, you know, the other day. It was like, yep, your mom got to a certain number in 53. Yep, and I and she was gone. But, and I'm thinking, that ain't going to work for me. That ain't going to work against me anymore. You try to get me at 50 and at 49 going into 50. I God said, I'm going to be able to see the goodness. I'm going to be able to see these things. So I'm sitting here, right? Last night, I'm sitting at the table, and I have my kids at the table with me, right? And I'm looking at them, and that was the only thing I asked for my birthday, is for my kids to be sitting at the table. Today, we're going to do some other little stuff around, and on top of it, not only is it my birthday weekend, but it's also my oldest son's wedding. And so we're here on our family vacation, which we use it as our family vacation, to come and for my son's wedding. So God, let me say, when God says I will do exceedingly abundantly, this is my exceedingly abundantly. When God says that you can't tell me what I can't do for you, this is what I'm doing. When I say the restoration, the restoring of my family, the restoring of my relationship with my children, you don't understand what God. I remember when it was the worst thing ever. I had so much fear of talking to my kids because I didn't know what they was going to say. I didn't know if they was going to hate me. I didn't know if they was going to like me. I didn't know if they said that they wasn't going to never talk to me ever again. And I talk to my kids now, and I look at my kids now, and the relationship that we have now. Man, when I tell you God did that, that wasn't nothing but God. I did some work. But it was the God that had to work through me. My oldest daughter wrote me a card, and she started talking about, I'm about to cry. Because y'all don't understand the work. When God says he's going to do something, there's some work that comes with this. She said, I'm so proud of the man of God that you have come. I'm proud of you, Dad. I tried not to cry last night in front of them, but right now I can't even help it. Listen to me. I can't even help it. Because I can remember a conversation that me and her had. That me and her had. And she said, if I was to get married right now, I wouldn't even want you to walk me down the aisle. Man, that thing messed me up. It messed me up. It hurt me. It hurt me. And it's like embedded. It was the fuel to the fire to get it right. It was the fuel to the fire to get it right. So you got to understand where I'm coming from when I say God can do it. God can do it. God is not a respecter of person, because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And so I'm the living example. I pray that I give you hope. I pray that I encourage you and stretch you and give you a second wind to continue to fight for what God has showed you. Fight for what God has said that you should have and you can have. Fight for it. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, guys, it's worth it. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. And now to watch my oldest son get married, it's like, yeah. I get to watch him embark into this journey of marriage. I know he sees us. I know he's watching us. I know he sees and he watches what me and my wife are teaching and doing. And so I know they are. I know they might not be on and commenting and doing all of this stuff, but I understand that they're watching. And they know that they have a resource that they can go to. Somebody that need to hear this today. Because you really and truly feeling like, you know, God won't do it. But that's a lie. That is such a lie. God will do it. God can do it. God is able to do the impossible. When I tell you, I don't care if you're looking at dry bones. I don't care if you're looking at divorce papers. I don't care if you already got divorced. I don't care if you've been separated 15, 20, 25, 30 years. I don't care. If God says that he's going to restore it, I promise you, he's going to restore it. There's some work in between what he said and what you're going to get. There's some work. And I pray that you're willing to do the work, even when you don't want to work. I pray that you, listen, yesterday I was talking about laboring. I pray that you're willing to labor for this. This ain't no 9 to 5. This is sun up to sundown. This is what we call lifestyle. This ain't something that you can take, you can put on and put off. You know, I'm going to be good today and I'm going to be mean tomorrow. I'm going to think about it today and I ain't going to think about it no more. I'm going to feel this way today and I'm not going to feel this way tomorrow. This is not that. You might as well break your inconsistency. You might as well break your double-minded spirit. You might want to separate yourself from being bipolar, schizophrenic, and anything else that is not of you. You might want to separate yourself from it. Get some deliverance, because if you never get deliverance, then you not going to really see what you want to see, because your heart is not in the right place to be able to receive what God wants. Because if you actually get it, you won't be able to keep it, because you don't have the discipline and the foundation to hold on to it. Because if you can't cultivate it, if you ain't willing to labor and cultivate this rough times and these rough places and do things that you don't want to do and sacrifice times when you don't want to sacrifice and give up things when you don't want to give up. If you're not willing to do that, then why do you think that God just want to give you something? Because it's not just for you. It's the things that he wants you to do with it. So here's the thing. I'm like, God, why you want to deliver me so much? Why you want to, I was asking this question in my bad place. Why do you want to save me so bad? Why you want to, why you say you'll never leave me nor forsake me? Why you saying this stuff to me? He said, I got plans for you, Gerald. I said, man, you see where I am? I'm talking to God. Y'all might be in there deed out, though, and done, and I ain't. I'm over here like, man, leave me alone. Why you keep showing me this stuff? I don't want to help men. I don't want to help nobody. I can't even help myself come out of drugs. I can't help myself come out of perversion. I can't help myself come out of this lust. I can't help myself come out of this adultery state. I can't help myself from lying. And here you are talking about what you want me, you showing me what you want me to do. That makes no sense. Help me make that make sense. In the meantime and in between times, just could you leave me alone? This is my conversation with God back then. And he kept looking at me. I mean, I know he kept his eyes on me. He kept saying these things. And even when I was in my bad place, he steady giving me glimpses of stuff. He's not talking to me no more. He's just showing me stuff. He's just showing me stuff. So I don't open my mouth and give vows that I don't want this and all this. I had to literally go back and renounce some of those things that I was saying to God because they were blocking what God really wanted me to have. But I wasn't mature enough to know I had to go back and do it. So I am in a place now that I'm mature enough that I go back and cancel those words, those vows that I was saying, because I want those things. I really want those things. I just didn't know how to get them. I didn't know how to get them. And so I've been working on it. I've been working on it. I labor at this thing. And so I'm looking at the fruits of my labor. When I was sitting at this table, and I'm looking at my kids. I'm listening to my kids. I'm listening to my son that's getting ready to get married, what he's thinking about, how he's processing things. I'm listening to my older daughter, how she's planning and how her mind is set for, you know, a gearing toward family and what family and the family environment and the culture, how she wants to be around family and all of that. And I'm watching my younger daughter work for the ministry, and I'm watching my middle son, you know, talk about the ministry, and I'm watching my middle daughter, you know, going through a process of rebuilding her relationship with her father. It ain't easy for neither one of them being my children. It's not easy. But what I seen for them, I'm going to pray hard for. So I don't want you to be in this place where you feeling like God can't do something. I'm talking about God, talking about he's going to restore your kids. Some of y'all got, you know, your children might be in prison. And God says, they're going to be out. They're going to be doing this. And they're going to do that. But you're looking at time. And you're looking at the sentences. And you like, oh, God, how you going to do that when they've been locked up? Man, God is able to do anything. God can overturn and under. He's the supreme creator. He is the judge. He is the Lord. He's everything. You don't understand how he can unlock some doors and prison doors open. You see it in the Bible. So why you just can't, why if you can believe it in the Bible, why you can't believe it for your son, or you believe it for your daughter, or believe it for your husband, or believe it for your wife? Take this journey with me and believe in God for the impossible. Believe in God that God is able to bring dry places, Father, bringing things that was dry bones and bringing them back to life, bringing desert areas and making them a streams of water flowing from these places. Don't box my God in, and don't box your God in. He's unlimitless. There's no limit to what God can do. There's no limit. There's no limit. So I want you to think about what God has told you, what God has promised you, what God has said to you, and don't allow the enemy to allow what you see dictate what God has said. Don't allow what you see dictate what God has said. Because the enemy will make you look at the circumstances, the conflicts, and the situations, and you say that, and you'll open your mouth and say it's impossible. And God has said, what did I show you? What did I promise you? Go back to the promise. Stand on the promise. Stand on the rock. Stand on the foundation of what God has said to you. And don't waver on it. I mean, you might bend. You might stumble a little bit. But then set yourself back up and get strong. Find the resources to get strong. Because this is a time. This is not a time to give up. This is a time to press in. Amen. So I pray that this message helped somebody this morning, because it really and truly helped me. And I ain't gonna even lie. I don't know if this would be an emotional weekend or not, because as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm hearing my conversations. I'm hearing conversations with me and God about my children. What he sees in my children, who my children are, and the things that he's been showing me. And so now I got prayer targets. I got things I'm looking at. I got things I get to pray about. But most of all, I get to put my hands on my children. I get to lay hands on my children. I get to hug my children. I get to do this when I didn't think I would ever be able to. I didn't think they would like me. And over the years, I worked hard at these relationships. Each one of them, I worked hard at them. And I'm constantly working hard at them because I want them to understand that God is making up the time. He's making up the time. And I'm enjoying every moment of it. My kids and my wife and God and what God is doing in my family and through my family. He's expanded my family. Y'all understand that? I'm sitting here worried about me, and God was worried about everything connected to it. Not only, I'm sitting over here like, I want my wife back. And he was like, your wife, I want you to get your kids back too. So not only I'm going to help you get your kids, your wife back, but I'm going to get your kids back. On top of that, now I'm going to give you beauty for your ashes. Now I'm going to give you spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you mentees. I'm going to give you, you know, friends, connections, collaborations. I'm going to give you all of these things. Bro, I thought I was sitting on an island by myself. You can't tell me what God can do. When I say he did exceedingly abundantly above all that I've asked or think, I ain't even asked for some of this stuff. But now I'm seeing that he had a plan for it. Because think about it. If God didn't do what he was doing, you wouldn't be sitting here listening to me today. I wouldn't have never thought about it. I used to see men. I never understood how I was going to be sitting there talking to men and doing all that. I didn't know how that was going to work. I see now. I see now. Go live. You can talk to people around the world. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But understand this, people. Please understand this. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Don't get caught thinking God can't do something. You talking about the wrong God. Okay? Let's tap into what God has told you about your spouse, about your children, about your destiny, your purpose. I'm living proof that you can come out of dry places, that you can come out of bondage, that you can come out of death, hell, and the grave. You can come out of it. I'm living proof. Listen, God said, I'm a remove residue. I didn't even know what the heck that meant when he said that. And then somebody ended up talking to me and saying, I don't know, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, my mama Kim. She said, baby, God is, he has removed the residue. You don't smell like, look like any of the stuff that you've been through. In my mind, I still can feel that stuff. You know what I mean? Not feel it, but because I've been through it, I know what I've been through. And when someone else sees me and I tell the testimony, and they're like, what? That don't make you? Yeah, me. And not even realizing that he's removed the residue. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? You looking at a dry place. And you ain't spoke to the dry bones and allow God to bring a dry place into an oasis. Catch this thing. I ain't say a little stringy. I said an oasis. Let it be a ocean. That place. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying. Y'all, please, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. Listen, I'm serious about this. Somebody, things about to change for you. Somebody, things about to change. You right there on the edge. When I say your turnaround is right there, don't stop. Don't stop praying. Don't stop declaring. Don't stop prophesying to the situation. I'm talking about prophesy to the dry bones. Prophesy to the dry places. Prophesy to the situation. Prophesy to the conflict. Prophesy over your husband. Prophesy over your children. Prophesy to things. Call those things to be not as though they were. Don't find yourself talking about the situation. You prophesy to the situation that you what you want to see. Huh? Prophesy what you want to see. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to see? Whatever you want to see, that you want to see what God sees, overrides whatever you're looking at right now. You could be looking at a hot mess, but you prophesy to what God said it is. You prophesy what God says it can be. So don't box yourself in. Don't box yourself in. Don't you quit now. Don't you quit right now. Don't you quit right now. You right there. You're right there. You're right there. I mean, when I tell you, you right there, you right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. The enemy is trying to bombard you. He's trying to hit you with one wave after another wave after another wave. But what? Let me tell you something. Every time he hits you with a wave after wave after wave, you learn how to hold your breath. You learn how to swim. You learn how to stand strong. Your muscles get stronger. Your legs get stronger. And in the way that you paddle your legs, your arms get stronger because you're now able to swim a little longer, dog paddle, whatever it is that you may have to do. But let me tell you something. There is no quitting. You can't quit. You can't give up. People's lives depend on this. Their life depend on you, that you get stronger. Huh? You might not even seen the people. You sitting there looking at, you know, I'm looking at my wife and I'm looking at myself and I didn't even know y'all. But God had a plan for this. He had a plan for this. He didn't have me in the coaching field just to be coaching. I went from coaching sports to now coaching in ministry. This motivation to me. So I come to you to motivate you. Don't quit on your family. Don't quit on your marriage. Don't quit on your situation. Don't quit on your ministry. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, schizophrenia, bipolar, double-mindedness, anything that'll come against all mind-blinding spirits that tries to attack the mind to cause you to think less than yourself. You are worthy. You're worthy of the assignment that God has given to you. He's giving you all the resources that you need. As long as you got Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior and the gift of the Holy Spirit, you got more. You got tapped into exceedingly already. You just ain't using your skill set well. So I come today to help you to identify and to step into your skill set and use your skill set like never before. It's time out for this crying. It's time out for this woe is me. It's time out for the victim spirit. Because I stayed in that victim spirit for so long. Like, it ain't going to happen. I keep doing the very thing that I didn't want to do. I can't get away from the drugs. I can't get away from the perversion. Lies, you can. It's going to take some work, though. And let me tell you something. The reason God just didn't take it away, he needed me to work at it. So now that when I coach and motivate and mentor and train other men, now I have a formula that he gave me of how to work this thing out. So now not only am I just a coach in the natural, but I'm coaching in the spirit. So now there's a different level of training that you have to go through. There's a different level of skill set that you have to work on. There's a different level of positions that you gotta meditate on. This thing ain't just something that, oh, I'm just gonna get it and I'm gonna have it. No. Ability to practice at a high level. I only practice because I had to practice. Are you practicing your prayers? Because your prayers should change. Every game set that you get in, every situation you get in, your prayers need to change. Your declarations need to change. Huh? Your posture needs to change. Your demeanor needs to change. Your attitudes needs to change. This ain't that I'm tiptoeing through the lilies and the devil is trying to destroy your whole house. He's trying to, man, it's time to put some gear on. Put armor up. You in warfare and you think you out here and doing double dutch. This ain't elementary. Enemy trying to kill you, kill your whole family. So now what you gonna do? I'm going to fight for mine. I'm fighting for what God won't show me. I ain't letting none of it drop. And so right now I'm fighting because he showed me all of this. I need you to fight for families. I need you to fight for men. I need you to fight for the women. I need you to fight. My wife is over there fighting for women. I'm over there fighting for men. And we're over here fighting for family. Man, because God loves family. We understand the assignment. That's why he had to restore my family. I ain't telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something I have to walk out every single day. Every day. And when I get off of here, I probably get to walk out of this door and see one of my kids. I don't know. I think my oldest daughter is probably up. I try to wake her up this morning to come walk with me. But I'm talking about this. This real to me. This is real to me. And I pray that this thing help you. Listen, I pray that this is helping you. I pray that this hit a spot for somebody. Amen. So now, do me a favor. Share this with somebody that you actually know they need this. Some of y'all is in these groups, put it in your group. Because somebody in your group getting ready to give up. Somebody in your group, you know, they feeling like this thing is not happening. I've been sitting in this group with y'all for so long and this thing ain't happening. I'm ready to give up. But God says, no, not this time. Nope, not today. And so the time you share it is the time that you actually probably give someone a second wind. Because I pray that this message right here has a second wind anointing on it. It has the second wind anointing on it. It has a refreshing anointing on it. It has a refreshing, a reset, rebooting, re-energizing anointing on it that it allows you to get re-energized and reset to this new place. That you're not fatigued and burnt out. You can't quit now. You can't. I'm not going to allow you to quit. I've never allowed my athletes to quit. There's a next level to it. And I press them to the next level. Just like I'm going to press you to the next level. So, you know, stay tuned. I'm going to post some stuff with my kids. I don't know. I might do a little live or something with them. I might do a little live. See if they want to do a live with me. That's probably going to be very emotional because I'm about to cry right now because I can see it. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be an emotional one because I'm getting emotional right now. Yeah. I'm going to see if they want to. Amen. Once again, man, I pray that this thing bless you, stretch you, motivate you, push you into a greater place in God and allowing God to move in you and move through you and stand up in you and fix you, remold you, break you, whatever he has to do to get you to your destiny and purpose. I'm praying that he actually does it to you. And I'm praying that you are open to what God has for you. That his desires become your desires. That his will becomes your will. And that you just open to all of it. Amen. Amen. Do me a favor. Can y'all tell me where y'all from? I don't even know why I want to ask that question, but I guess I just need to hear where my voice is going. Tell me if my voice or my messages or these motivations are helping. Help me out. Give me some feedback. But please, please, please share this.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.